You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Broadcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
They know all the secrets that you hide.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 207. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I'm Rogue Schindler.
This week, we've got a few tidbits to talk about. A league promo for all three games just went up a couple minutes ago. We're recording this after 9 o'clock on Monday. What do you think about the Bashirs?
I think they look really good. I especially like the one-y, you know, kind of staring secret agent Julian Bashir looking off into the sunset, very debonair. And very cool.
No, I think it's a great picture. Lots of blue in the background.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And the scraggly, I think they look great. They both look great. The 2E kind of scraggly rebel captain.
There's a lot of red in the background.
Yeah. It's not like that card ever sees play, you know. But, you know, it'll be nice just to have, I'm sure. Or, you know, maybe somebody will play with it.
Yeah, no, despite the increased number of no headquarters decks, I still see him coming out a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great picture.
But I got to say, the cake goes to, for me, the 100,000 antidote. if you haven't seen it, you really should go look at the, it's the TOS Bashir, you know, masquerading as a medical lieutenant, but he's got this just look on his face of utter confusion, and I mix with a little disdain, like, you want me to do what?
The sideburns and that haircut, he looks like one of the monkeys.
He totally does. perfect 60s Starfleet. And you know, as with all the 100,000s, he's buried in triples.
Yeah. So excellent work to the art team. Looking forward to running these. These should be distributed to the league directors to give out at league events. So they will not be coming from the warehouse. These will be coming from the league directors. And I happen to be one of those. So I should have a sheet of these to give out at the next event so everyone can get their hands on one.
Huzzah!
Now, one of the things I haven't done is I think I've planned tournaments for the rest of the year, but I haven't marked them as league events, so that'll be my next job, to go through and mark what events we're playing for the rest of the year. And I think pretty much what we do is, since we play every other week, I think we just go with one of the two, I mean, because we play 1E and Tribbles, or 2E and then Tribbles. Just every time one of those events is going to be a league event from here on out, so
yeah,
we should get done probably early January, I think.
And along with that, almost as if it was timed intentionally that way, they have also posted the online tournament schedule for the online league, which we talked about a little bit last week. I'm going to be spending most of my tournaments online for the next couple of months, so that definitely opened up some new options for me. So I'm looking forward to that. In particular, though, I found it entertaining that the first 1E event is a traditional format tournament.
So you have to play online, but only with real cards.
Yes, only the printed cards online.
Well, all right.
So I've got to wrap my head around that somehow. If nothing else, it means no TNG. So it'll be interesting to see, going back to the pre-TNG days and see the decks that come back up and be a little more prominent in that kind of environment.
So does traditional include backward compatible cards? I can never remember. Wow, that was such a stunning question that you are frozen and are dropping from the call. That's astounding. I believe the answer is, since they were printed physically, that you can use them as long as you have the originals, but we'll find out. Let's see. I got a pseudo spoiler. Three card titles from Project Starbuck, which is I believe the DS9 set. I think I'm going to wait for those until you return to the call. Let me close that out. There was the online league event. I think the one that I was going to be going out for was probably the Tribbles, even though it looked like it was going to be a long event, two tables worth, but I would totally be down for that. So I'm going to pause for a moment and see what happened to Rogue, because that seems like a good idea. All right, while we're waiting for Sir Rogue to return, we had a scrapbooking party here in the warehouse where we put together all the promos for the release kits that went up yesterday. Each release kit's going to have 5 of the artificial ability promos for people who play in a release event, and 1 con. I think it's a bold man promo, and that promo is... The kit's going to have instructions to give out that promo only to someone who played with To Rule in Hell in their deck, or I guess that... Maybe no headquarters. Maybe you have to qualify for the achievement. I'm not sure exactly what the limitation is going to be, but the promo, the con promo, Rogue Schoenlord, join this call. So the con promo is only for someone who's playing the con deck type, which will be, you know, that's a hard deck to play. So on the other hand, you can count how many of these we made. We've only got 25 of these kits in stock. So we're only really sending out 25 of these things. It's probably going to be one of the most limited runs of a promo that we've ever done. So good luck to anyone playing in a con event. That should be a good incentive to play a pretty rough deck to play, especially if they know it's coming. Rogue, have you returned?
I thought I had.
Yes, there you are.
So as I understand it, the... Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, so... I skipped over. Apparently, I got the thumbs up from Charlie in the chat that first edition compatible cards, as long as they were not virtual first edition compatible cards, are legal for traditional. But since you were gone, I moved on and started talking about the release kits that were coming up. So we had 25. I probably should be able to tell you how many we have left. Are you gonna try to make your way out to one of those events?
Well, it would depend on when and where they are, but if I can find one, that's certainly something I would...
Wow, you are so quiet, I can barely hear you. Looks like we've moved about half of the release kits, so if you want one, you better order one soon.
Have you ordered one?
Of course.
For us?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's going to be about... You know, 3 weeks. So, us means San Diego. Yeah. All right. I have a special report from the chat room. Ken Tufts successfully used Kapla in Tribbles for 7,000 points.
Wow. 7,000. Nice.
So, congrats to Ken. That's, as someone else pointed out, that's the first time I've ever seen it or heard of it working, so... Brilliant.
You won't find it on the website, but somewhere, somehow, an achievement counter just went off.
Wow.
a personal achievement.
Right,
counter.
Very good. Yes. Man, I played that big Tribble on Lil Kronos deck for a long time. And I've never had it even come close. Maybe 3 out of 5, but never go off. Anyway,
I think we were 1 away once.
Oh,
but it was ones. So
all right.
You know, how exciting is that?
I got a bit of a spoiler from someone. There are 3 card titles from Project Starbuck, and I said I was going to hold it until you come back. So here we go. Project Starbuck is a 1E DS9 first block set coming out in the future. Oh, okay. Now, here's the caveat. The note says three titles from Starbuck, at least one of which is legit. So, I guess that means...
Great.
Three titles, one of them has gone through the creative testing and approval process, maybe? All right,
or maybe it's just another one of those. Didn't they used to do that on Decipher where they would post, you know, here are three things, one of them is accurate. You know, so it's like quasi-spoilers, and you had to figure out, you know, or hope which one was right.
All right, the three card titles are Chef Kaga. You think that's the Klingon?
I would assume so. Isn't that the Klingon restaurant on the promenade?
Yeah, yeah. All right. That would be cool personnel. I mean, he made it into Tribbles, right? I think he was in Big Trouble in Little Kronos with the accordion.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Card title number two, Gah.
Okay. Is that an animal?
Well.
Is that another animal personnel?
Didn't someone tell me like, once that it's best served alive?
Yeah.
Maybe
it's a dilemma.
Yeah, oh, a dilemma.
You have to have a chef.
That very good. Those two fit together. Maybe one downloads the other. All right. The last Maybe card title. The last prospective card title is Unlikely Pair. I have just no idea what that could be. Maybe.
A chef and Gok are a likely pair, so.
Yes.
I don't think it's them.
Unlikely pair. Maybe early season Bashir and O'Brien?
O'Brien? Yeah, I mean, they were the, you know, the trying to, when they end up being really good friends, but, you know, early on they're not.
No, they were kind of grating on each other's nerves, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, or at least Bashir grating on O'Brien's nerves.
Right. Maybe another unlikely pair.
No, it's kidding. It's unlikely.
I can't for the life of me think of another unlikely pair, but all right.
Odo and Kira?
Yeah, not that early though. I mean,
yeah. Well, that's why it's unlikely.
Sure.
Unlikely.
Maybe it's or a dual personnel.
Odo and Quark.
Odo and Quark, that's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, on the planet.
Ooh. With the communications.
Dual
right.
personnel.
Yeah.
Seeds has to seed under that planet.
Oh.
The runabout search.
Runabout. So you solve the mission, you get them. That's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah. So you get a dual personnel, but you have to pay for it.
I'll take it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. What else have we got? It's been pretty quiet. Like I said, we didn't even have enough people to play Tribbles at the card construction party. There was only three of us here working, so.
Oh no.
Yeah. That was pretty rough. We did get through all the Worlds promos, we got through all the release promos, and after the folks left, I sat down and made another 25 2E kits, packed a bunch of buttons, got things ready to go.
I thought about you guys, but the amount of time I had available to help would have broken my travel versus actually spending time there rule.
Yeah, your time on this coast is limited, right? You're heading out on Wednesday?
Yeah. Yep, so I'm getting down to it, trying to get backed up. I was excited to see, though, and I had to go into my donor thing and change my address so I could make sure and get it. Though this is quasi-Star Trek related because this is the whole reason I want it, is to play Star Trek. The fixed life counter rings from Dice Rings have been finalized.
Oh, nice.
I know Did you get not get one? You just got the regular rings, right?
No, I was going to buy one if they were neat at Gen Con, but they didn't have them ready yet. So, first prototype, yeah. Couple prototypes.
Matt and I both got one, I think.
Yeah.
I know we've been holding out for it, but it seems they finalized the prototype, so then they're finally going to go into production. And I think that's going to be super cool. And just sit there and just keep score on my ring. I might have to get another one so I can keep your score, too. Wait, what score?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I've used my D20 ring to keep score, you know, as my fives, and just kind of set it down and hope it doesn't move very much. Yeah. I think, they were not too terribly expensive. I think if they had another one at Gen Con next year, I might pick one up. I'm sure they'll be back.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I mean, they've already, along with that announcement, they announced some new, they made an iridescent.
Ooh, yeah, I'm looking at that now. That's kind of cool. Whoa. Yeah,
like, we don't know, new color, rainbow. And I was like, what? I was like, no, it's not rainbow, it's iridescent. So it's like all color changey, depending on the light.
And since it's a foil, you have to have one, yes?
Well, duh. just want to spin it in the sunlight at Arby's and just watch like a ball.
Man, that's.
Sorry, is this distracting?
Knock somebody out.
Yeah, like your sleeves, your crazy blue eye crossing sleeves.
I got those when we were playing Wars, and they're still holding up. So. That says something about how good they are.
Better than the game, apparently.
The sleeves outlasted the Game of Wars. Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, that's something else. I mean, you've been going through cards and kind of culling the herd recently?
I have. In fact, there is a shiny new Wars collection sitting at our local Goodwill now. Because I just, and so not all the cards were cards I would necessarily wanted to get rid of, but they're all cards that I haven't used since we moved 10 years ago, mm-hmm. and I couldn't really justify hanging on to them. Things like Highlander and Austin Powers and, oh, God, all
you're
the excess.
You're going
to
regret the Austin Powers, card. But that's okay. Keep going.
Yeah. I went through and kept a playset of Lord of the Rings, and then got rid of the rest. I'm still kind of attached to those, but I still don't see myself needing to make more than one deck of a particular affiliation. So,
I've got an awful lot of Young Jedi cards sitting around that I probably can get rid of. Probably.
Yep, I made two decks. And then got rid of the rest of my Young Jedi. Except for I did sell some of the promos on eBay.
Oh, how'd those go? Still, a couple of bucks each?
A couple bucks here and there. So, not a huge deal, but better than, throwing them at Goodwill.
Yep. How about Star Wars?
Star Wars, so here's the thing with Star Wars. I did go through. The later sets are ridiculous. So any of the prequel sets, I went ahead and put on eBay because they're actually worth a lot of money still, which is kind of crazy because they were, I guess, just because they were so low print run. But as far as the rest of Star Wars, I still kind of really like that game. I still kind of find myself attached to it, even though it had some fundamental flaws. Knowing me, I particularly liked the objective decks, mm-hmm. because they're storytelling. But there's no card limit, so I don't really know, where to draw the line at filtering stuff.
Right.
What to keep and what to get rid of. I would like to go through and just keep a playset or something, but that's not really defined anywhere. I'm sure I could draw an artificial line in the sand and say, I'm not keeping any more than four of a card or something. I mean, the last couple of times we've played, which is two or three times in the last decade.
About that, yeah.
But I'm pretty sure just
to keep it from getting crazy, we've played Highlander.
That sounds familiar. Yeah, you may be right.
So it might just be worth it to just keep my collection, my Bindered collection, and then get rid of the rest. But I haven't quite got that far yet. I got rid of half my cards, including all of the, you know, non-collector games. So that was a lot of, you know, some make some kid very happy to go and spend a dollar or three and get a bunch of random cards that they don't know what to do with. I did make a point of, because I'm a hoarder, I had like tons and tons and tons of rule books, and every game I gave away, I bundled a rule book with it.
Well, that's cool.
So, you know, if they can figure it out, I'm hoping, you know, and I made sure to like leave a little note with everything, but I'm hoping that, you know, they'll at least bundle the things together, or at least, you know, put the rule book out there so that if somebody wants to buy it with the cards, they can have an idea how to play.
Yeah, I've got a shelf that's sagging out in the garage that I need to take all the cards off of. That, I mean, I've got three big wide things of Magic out there. I've got probably three of 1E and one or two of Young Jedi, and I mean, I want to hold on to the Monty Python because we'll play that every once in a while. I need to find my Austin Powers cards because I missed out at Gen Con last year.
If I'd known, I would have saved mine for you.
I know, but there's some things. You remember what was it, our first Gen Con? We did a Dune demo.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I've still got that in a box out there somewhere.
Oh man.
Yeah. And as hoardingly hoarders are as we are, I think I have an entire box full of the little white inserts that came with Star Wars packs. You remember those? Like Dagobah?
Oh my god.
Had a little insert.
Yeah, the little instruction insert. Oh wow.
Yeah, I don't think I ever threw any of those away, so they're probably in a box somewhere too. Right next to my Young Jedi points.
What are those doing for you?
Absolutely.
Now, you know what? In that vein, I went and while I was cleaning out, I found a bunch of Koku, which, if you're not familiar, is the wrappers from Legend of the Five Rings. And
okay.
That game is still alive, and they still do Koku, and you can still trade it in for things.
You can still use the really old stuff?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you could still buy really old stuff, so, you know, you don't want to make it invalid. So I was like, well, I don't want to just throw this away. I want to give it to somebody who's going to use it. And so I went on the boards and I found somebody on the Trek boards and said, hey, do you want this? And gave it away. You know, it's like, that was a lot. You know, it was like $10 to ship to Florida. And I was like, you know, I want to give this away, but I don't want to pay to give it away. And so he was totally cool. And he was like, yeah, sure, I'll PayPal you. And, you know, I'll take it and me and my son play. And
cool.
And ever since I watched the new Gamers movie, and the storyline game that they play is based on L5R, and it got me itching for that storyline type atmosphere. And I've gone back and been reading up on like the storyline of the game and got a couple starters, and they're starting a new story arc in a couple of months. And so I'm really thinking about getting back into that game.
Oh. Are you disappointed now, that you don't have promo?
And now I gave away all my Goku and I could have spent all that on promos.
All right, see, that's exactly the opposite of what you need to say to get me to start throwing things away. I'm looking over there. I got a binder full of Battlestar Galactica cards that I haven't looked at in ages.
Young Jedi is not a live game.
No.
In any sense of the word. No. There's no one that's going to give you anything for those points. So that is not a valid comparison.
All right, fair enough.
Get rid of it.
All right. Do you save anything beyond three copies for Tui? When you're in a podcast, do you drop often? All right. I'm going to eject you from the call again. Yes, I'm sure. No, I don't want to ban him. All right. We'll try adding him one more time. All right. Well, either way, I think we're probably getting close to wrapping up. So, yeah, I really got nothing.
Nothing.
All right. Basic, you're back. That's awesome. All right. Let's just wrap this up then, and before you fall off again.
Clearly, we've pushed our luck too far, and we're out of intelligence as it is. So we'll give a shout out to Warp 11 for their theme song, and everybody go play in a league. I am Sir Rogue,
and I'm Sir Dan,
and I'll remind you all to expand your power in the universe.
And I will draw to end.
You cannot run, you cannot hide, and you cannot defect. They are always watching you, but you cannot detect. Section 31. Section 31.
When you're in a podcast, do you drop often?